ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमां, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जाय उदीरहे। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवतीरुत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्द गोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
सो हरि कृष्ण, दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 8th canto, chapter number 20. Bali Maharaj surrenders the universe. The verse will be 11th.
Yajanti yajnam kratubhir yam adrata Yajanti yajnam kratubhir yam adrata भवन्तः अमान्य विधान कोविदाः भवन्तः अमान्य विधान कोविदाः स एव विष्णुर्वर्धोऽस्तु वा परो स एव विष्णोर्वर्धोऽस्तु वा परो दास्याम्यानोऽस्मै क्षितिम् ईप्सिताम् मुने दास्याम्यमुस्मै क्षितिम् ईप्सिताम् मुने यजन्ति
worship yajnam, who is the enjoyer of sacrifice, kratubhi, by the different paraphernalia for sacrifice, yam, unto the supreme person, adratah, very respectfully, bhavantah, all of you, आमान्य विधान कोविदाः, ग्रेट सेंटली पर्सन्स फुली अवेयर ऑफ द वेदिक प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ परफॉर्मिंग सैक्रिफाइस, सह दैट एव इंडीड विष्णु इज लॉर्ड विष्णु द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड वरदाः, either he is prepared to give benedictions, asto he becomes, va or paraha comes as an enemy, dasyami I shall give, anusmay unto him, unto Lord Vishnu Vamandev, kshitem the tract of land, Ipsitam, whatever he has desired. Mune, O great sage. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Translation, O great sage, great saintly persons like you being completely aware of the Vedic principles for performing ritualistic ceremonies and yajnas, worship Lord Vishnu in all circumstances. Therefore, whether that same Lord Vishnu has come here to give me all benedictions or to punish me as an enemy, I must carry out like his orders and give him the requested tract of land without hesitation, purport. As stated by Lord Shiva, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Utparamam Tasmat Paratram Devi Tadiyanam Samacharam Padma Puran. Although in the Vedas there is recommendation for worshipping many demigods, Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Person and worship of Vishnu is the ultimate goal of life. The Vedic principles of Varnashrama institution are meant to organize society to prepare everyone to worship Lord Vishnu. Varnashrama vachata purushena parapuman Vishnu raradhate panta nanyat tat toshakaranam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by the proper execution of prescribed duties in the system of Varna and Ashram. There is no other way to satisfy Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu Puran 3.8.9. One must ultimately worship Lord Vishnu, and for that purpose, the Varnashram system organizes society into Brahmana, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, Brahmacharis, Grahasthas, Vanaprasthas and Sannyasis. Bali Maharaj, having been perfectly educated in devotional service by his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj, knew how things are to be done. He was never to be misguided by anyone, even by persons who happen to be his so-called spiritual master. This is the sign of full surrender. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Marabi Rakhavi Echa Tomahar Nitya Dasa Prati Tuva Adhikar. When one surrenders to Lord Vishnu, one must be prepared to abide by his orders in all circumstances. Whether he kills one or gives one protection, Lord Vishnu must be worshipped in all circumstances. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miltamena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here we are in the 20th chapter in the midst of the dilemma of Bali Maharaj. So here what we see, Bali Maharaj, what we say in Indian terminology, Dharma Sankat. Dharma Sankat means a person is very much perplexed what to do, what not to do. So also the scriptures, they explain that one should never speak back or dishonor the orders of the superiors, especially the elders, parents and the spiritual master. It can have a very bad repercussion. So we should remember that yes, here despite all this, Bali Maharaj, he is putting so many arguments. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita there is one nice verse which explains, Sarva Shastra Khandi Prabhu Bhakti Kare Sar. This is mentioned in regard to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he always put very nice sound arguments. And he used to defeat his opponents in such a way that they were satisfied. We have so many pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So also here what we see, Bali Maharaj, in the last 10 verses, so we'll just have a small synopsis of last 10 verses, what under he, and how many arguments he has put forward. So in the beginning, Sukhdev Goswami, what he mentioned, that Bali Maharaj, he is a Grahapati. Grahapati means he is a householder. There are also Grahasthas, Grahapati and there is a Grahamedi. So Grahamedi is a different person from Grahapati. So what Sukhdev Goswami mentions, that although Shukracharya, he told
being a family priest, that yes, you deliberate on this matter again and again. So then now Bali Maharaj, he put some arguments, just we'll have just understanding what Bali Maharaj he said in about line 9 verses in the past, in brief. So what Bali Maharaj he said, that the principles of religion hinders one's economic development, sense gratification, fame and means of livelihood is the real occupational duty of householder. I think this religious principle is correct. Further, what he explains, that I am grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, and how can I withdraw the promise? Because in the past, all the forefathers, they never said no. And already I have given the words about 3 paces of land. So if I don't give, I'll be a big cheater. And what he explains, that in the past I have heard that Mother Earth has said that a person who doesn't keep the words, he's a big liar. Then further what he explains, that I do not fear going to hell, poverty or ocean of distress, falling from my position to death, but I fear cheating brahmanas. So then further what he said, my lord, you can also see that all these material opulences of the material world, it will be taken away at the time of death. And this Vamandev, whatever he is asking, that is to be taken away at the time of death. If I give, there is no loss. Then he gives the example of Dadichi and Sibi Maharaj. Dadichi, he gave his bones for making this thunderbolt for the demigods. And King Sibi, just to save a pigeon, he was ready to sacrifice his body. Then further he mentions that, oh best of the brahmanas, that demoniac kings who were never reluctant to fight enjoyed the world, but due to course of time they had everything was taken away. And in this way, what he said, that ultimately if everything is gone, so what is the point in retaining all these things? And in the 9th verse, what he explains, that in the material world, especially people are unafraid of fighting the war, despite retaining all accumulated wealth. What is the point if I keep it and not give a saintly person? And in the yesterday's verse, it was mentioned that by giving charity, a benevolent and merciful person undoubtedly becomes even more auspicious, especially when he gives charity to a person like your good self. Under the circumstances, I must give this little brahmachari whatever charity he wants from me. So here what we see, that Bali Maharaj in one sense he is convinced, and also Prabhupada he quotes many places. There is a one French saying, argumentum ad baculum. That means that there is no end to argument in the material world when it comes to discuss on certain things. Also in the Bhagavad Gita 18:43, Krishna has mentioned that 3 things they should never be given up. Yajna, dana, tapa, karma na tyajyam iti chapare. That means that sages maintain that acts of sacrifice, charity and penance should never be abandoned. So now here what we see, that charity. Now we are discussing about giving the charity. So we can do some brainstorming. So why it is mentioned that one should give charity? Anyone knows why charity is to be given? We are listening so much about charity. So why charity? Why we give charity?
Good Sukruti.
His Sukruti. Any point? Anyone knows why we give charity? We are listening on charity. So we should know why charity is to be given. Huh? That is not required. I am just asking straightforward, why one should give charity? The question is why one should give charity? So he is telling detachment. Anyone else? Why charity? Anyone? Soften the heart. My God. Great. Anyone else? Why we give charity? Okay. The charity is given to purify the wealth what you have. So for government you give 31st March tax return. Nowadays you have GST, whatever it is. So charity is given to purify whatever wealth we have. We earn the wealth by different means, by good means or bad means, whatever it is. So that purifies. We have examples, Vasudev, Nanda Maharaj, immediately on birth of Krishna, they gave charity. So now I'll ask some questions, you can tell me the answer. So now, how do you clean your house? Simple answer. Broom, water, okay. So now, how you clean the metals? What is required? Polish. There are different metal polish. How a diamond is cleaned? Diamond. Anyone from diamond market? Yeah, by polishing. You have to polish, cut it and polish it. Okay. How the body is cleaned? By bathing. Yes. How the soul? How the soul is purified? The soul. By chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So how the gold is purified? Anyone knows? By putting in the fire. Great. Okay. Now how the body is purified? I told by taking bath. Also our existence is purified by sacrifice. And how the articles are purified? We are doing worship. How the articles they are purified? By Achman and by mudras. There are different mudras. So we should know all this. And when it comes to charity, we also see that in the past, like Jarasandha, then King Nriga, Duryodhan, even Karna is one of the greatest person. It is mentioned that he used to give everyday charity. We have good references. And for a Kshatriya, what we see, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Kshatriya, he should always keep his words. Krishna explains, Shaurya Teja Dhritir Daksham Yuddhecha Aplayanam Ishwara Bhavacha Danam Ishwara Bhavacha Kshatram Karma Swabhavajam. That is heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, means charity. And courage in battle, generosity and leadership is our natural qualities of an Kshatriya. So in the 19th chapter, actually Shukracharya, he told Bali Maharaj that one has to divide his property into five parts. That is 19.37, what he explained. Dharmaya, Yashe, Arthaya, Kamaya, Swajanaya cha, Panchada, Vibhajam, Vittam. Ihatmare cha modate. One who is in full knowledge to divide his accumulated wealth in five parts for religion, for reputation, for opulence, for sense gratification and for maintenance of his family members. Such a person is happy in this world and in the next. So Prabhupada often quoted Rup Goswami and Sanatan Goswami that they gave 50% of their wealth. So Prabhupada writes that at least 20% of the wealth one should give for dharmaya, for religious principles. So this way one can divide his this thing, wealth, into five parts. So now in today's purport, Prabhupada explains that what is the highest dharma. He quotes from Vishnu Puran, and in the also Bhagavatam there is one nice verse. Savai pumso paro dharmo yato bhakti radokshaje ahaituki apradhita yayatma suprasidati. The highest religious principle is that it is mentioned that for all humanity is that by which man can attain loving devotional service unto the Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated, uninterrupted, to completely satisfy the self. So here the two criteria they are given. It should be unmotivated, ahaituki. So material world, what we see, especially demigod worshippers, what they do from Monday to Sunday, whichever temples they visit, they have certain hetu, hidden agenda, motive. So that's called hetu. Ahaituki means without any motivation. Apratihata means it should be continuous. Like our temple, we have every day morning Mangal Aarti, 4:30. So if I am coming every day good, if I say today is Sunday, let me take a rest, like in material world, especially those who live in the cities, for them Sunday is a big day. They say, okay, no alarm today. So in this way, what we see here, two things we should remember, that highest dharma means, Prabhupada explains, there is one is pravritti marga and one is called nivritti marga. So what Prabhupada explains, pravritti marga means the path of enjoyment. And today material world, what we see, people are 99% of the people in the world, they are on the path of enjoyment. They want to enjoy, enjoy and enjoy. But the nivritti marga, Prabhupada explains, that is a path of renunciation. So gradually one should leave everything, gradually. And Prabhupada explains that varnashrama is the highest dharma. And he gives the example of one verse he quotes by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that marobi rakobi echa tomar nitya dasa prati toha adhikar. When one surrenders to Lord Vishnu, one must be prepared to abide by his orders in all circumstances. Whether he kills one or gives one protection, Lord Vishnu must be worshipped in all circumstances. Now here Prabhupada gives the definition of surrender. Also Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes in his book called Sharanagati, Shadvida Sharanagati, and he has written a good number of poems, very beautiful poems on Sharanagati. So he explains, Anukulasya Sankalpa Pratikulasya Varjanam Rakshititi Vishwaso Guruprutve Varnam Tatha Atma Nikshepa Karpande Shadvida Sharanagati. So these are the six principles of symptoms of Sharanagati. So Anukulasya Sankalpa means that one should perform only those actions which are favorable for devotional service. It is mentioned that Sankalpa Jayed Kamam. If we want to win over something, we should be determined. There is one nice book called Karka Samhita. One book called Karka Samhita. In that there is one nice story is given. So there was one kingdom, and there was a king, of course a minister. Also there was a prostitute in that kingdom. So what happened one day, the king was out of station, and the minister thought, okay, let me go and enjoy with the prostitute. So that night he went to the house of the prostitute, and she welcomed him. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there was a knock at the door, and somebody was shouting loudly, open the door, open the door. So the minister could understand, this is the king. So now he was very much taken back. What to do? There is no way out. How to go? How to escape? Nowadays you see houses, they have so many doors, all four directions. But in the olden time, it was not like that. In the back door, there used to be a big pit, and that used to be the toilet. So this prostitute, what she said, if the king comes inside, he will kill both of us. The best way out is that you can hide in the toilet pit. That is the only way out. So the minister said, okay, it's a good way. Only what he said, okay, he went inside the pit and he was sitting inside that pit. So the prostitute, she opened the door, the king barged inside and he went to the toilet, whatever he did, his swaha, horrible thing. So the minister, completely he got wet with all this thing. So the king, he took a quick bath and he went off. He only came for this thing. So later on the minister came out, he took a nice bath, then he had a good realization, yes, I should never come to this place again. So sometimes we learn some hard lesson. One time in Mayapur, one Maharaj, he was telling that yes, for devotees they should do sankalpa, that yes, I should chant 16 rounds, only then thereafter I will take some prasad or other thing. Then only we can overcome all the obstacles on the path. That is called Anukulasya Sankalpa. Then its second part is called Pratikulasya Varjanam. One should give up everything unfavorable for discharging devotional service. So oftentimes the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they ask, yes, what should be our association? How should be our association? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one time he said, असं संघ त्याग येई वैष्णव आचार्य. दॅट आवर बिहेवियर शुड बी दॅट वी शुड नेवर असोसिएट विथ द पीपल द पर्सन्स हू आर नॉट डिओटीज ऑर स्पेशली मायावादीज हू आर नॉट फेवरेबली इन्क्लाइन. मायावादी भाषे सुनिले हय सर्वनाश. सो दिस वे प्रतिकूलम इज वॉट एवर इज अनफेवरेबल फॉर द डिओशनल सर्विस वी शुड बी अवे फ्रॉम दॅट. देन रक्षसिति इति विश्वासो. प्रभुपाद राइट्स वन शुड फर्मली बिलीव कृष्णा विल प्रोटेक्ट मी इन ऑल सर्कमस्टन्सेस एंड दॅट नो वन इज बेटर प्रोटेक्टर दॅन कृष्णा. वन शुड ऑलवेज थिंक दॅट कृष्णा इज ग्रेट अँड दॅट इज ऑलवेज ही विल बी प्रोटेक्टिंग हिम. सो नाव इन मटेरियल वर्ल्ड वी हॅव टुडे सो मेनी थिंग्स फ्रॉम फॅमिली डॉक्टर टू लाईफ इन्शुरन्स टू सेक्युरिटी गार्ड. सो मेनी टाइप्स ऑफ सेक्युरिटी आर गिवन फ्रॉम द पॉलिटिशियन टू ऑल दिस बिग पर्सन्स इजंट इट. सो हियर रक्षसि इति विश्वासो मीन्स दॅट इन ऑल सर्कमस्टन्सेस कृष्णा विल प्रोटेक्ट मी. That should be the criteria. So there is one instance in Mahabharata. What happened after this episode with Dushasana, Draupadi, she was trying to protect herself. So what happened? One time Krishna was visiting the Pandavas and Draupadi was there. And Draupadi, she was little sad. She asked Krishna that when I was calling you, why didn't you come immediately? Krishna, he said, no, how come? I don't think you called me immediately. So you just recall that instance. So then she was again rewinding her mind. So yes, first of all, she tried. She was looking at all these big, big people, Dhritarashtra, Bhishma, Drona. Then she was looking at her husbands. Although she was trying to protect herself, and in the end what she found is she can't protect herself. So she could understand, yes. So here we should know that, yes, that in all circumstances we should be always dependent on Krishna. Then it is mentioned that goptrutve varnam. That means that conviction that Krishna is one's maintainer and one should not take shelter of any demigod for his maintenance. So in material world what we see, people are, of course they are going to different places, they are worshipping different demigods, but the devotees they never look for the demigods. In the pastimes of Gajendra it is mentioned that although Gajendra he was a devotee in the past life, when he was fighting with the crocodile, anyone knows how long he fought with the crocodile? 1,000 years he was fighting. And all the demigods, they were watching. And they were surprised, how come he's not calling us for help? We are ready. But somehow, Gajendra, he never called any demigod. He called only for the Lord with a lotus flower. He could recall his past. So here, that is the goptrutva varnanam means that Krishna is one's maintainer and not the demigods. Atma nikshepa. One should always remember that one's activities and desires are not independent. And in other words, devotee should feel that completely dependent on Krishna, and thus he should act and think as Krishna desires. Now our mind should be like that of Krishna. The nice example is that of Ambarish Maharaj. Savai Mana Krishna Padaravindayor. So in the episode of Ambarish Maharaj, in 3 verses, his complete life history is mentioned. And in the end, it is mentioned that whatever he did as a desire of the Lord. So this should be our understanding, yes. I am doing as a representative, as a desire of the Lord. This should be the understanding. That is called Atma Nikshepa. And the 6th point is that Karpande. Karpande means one should always think himself poor of the poor, poorest of the poor, and feel totally dependent on the mercy of Krishna. So here Prabhupada explains that the verse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Shikshastrakam, Trinadapi Sunichena Taro Reva Saishtunam. In the episode of Haridas Thakur, what we see, he was being beaten in 22 marketplaces. And what he was thinking is, I am at the mercy of the Lord. He was so much in that thinking that he never thought that, yes, I can protect myself. He was totally dependent on the mercy of the Lord. And in the past time, one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was doing Mahaprakash Leela. And in Mahaprakash Leela, when he called for Haridas Thakur, so he showed his back and he told Haridas Thakur, do you remember that you were beaten in the 22 marketplaces? So that time personally I was embracing you, and all that beating I took on my back. And also the best example is the Brajavasis. What we see in Vrindavan, especially the demons, they were coming for so much destruction. And in all the situations, the Brajavasis, they were always dependent on Krishna. It is mentioned that Garg Muni, what he told the Brajavasis, although this boy, he has the qualities of Lord Vishnu, he had told them, anytime you have some problems, you just remember this small boy and all your difficulties will go away. So this way, we see in Vrindavan pastimes, whatever it is, the Brajavasis always, they remembered Krishna in all kinds of situations, whatever they were in. So these are the six symptoms of surrender. So material world, what we see today, people, it is very difficult to make people understand to surrender. When it comes to surrender, people have different ways to come out. Not so easy to convince people about devotional service and how to surrender unto the Lord. And people give so many different logics and arguments. And also when it comes to devotional service, many people, they have their own way of doing things. But here, what Prabhupada, he gives the example that yes, once we have taken shelter of Lord Krishna, that is the ultimate. Yes, in all circumstances, all situations of life. So also Prabhupada gives the one example of a small baby, a small kid. It is always at the mercy of the mother. In all the situations of life, the child, it will call the mother. The child, it will not call anyone else. It will call only its mother. So similarly, when a devotee, when he takes to devotional service, and here Prabhupada, he mentions that, that a devotee is always dependent on the mercy of the Lord. Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. So it is up to the Lord how to interact with the devotees. So in the case of Pandavas, one time Narad Muni, he asked Lord Vishnu, seeing the life situation of Pandavas, I don't think people, they will become devotees of your good self. So the Lord said, yes, this is my way of making the attachment, enhancing the attachment of my devotees. And what the Lord, he said, in any situation of life, the devotees, they will never give me up. What Lord, he said, that in any kind of tiring situations, so my devotees, they will never give up. In material world, what we see today, we have so many danglings, you know. When it comes to doing so many things, we have so many carrots dangling around. But a devotee, he is always straightforward. He knows, yes, in all situations of life, so I should always depend on Krishna. So this should be our attitude in our everyday life, because oftentimes it is very difficult to understand that how we will be tested. Like one time, one Maharaj, he was telling that Vrindavan is a testing ground. Vrindavan is a testing ground. Oftentimes pilgrims, devotees, they come and they have such a high time. Sometimes health problems, food problem, then the nature, too much hot, too much cold. So many situations of life we have to go through. So material world, what we see, there will be so many tests. But a devotee, he will never give up. Those who are practicing devotional service, they will never give up in any situation of life. And if we read the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so he more or less he praises the Lord. Yes, that in all situations of life, what he explains, yes, this is everything is given by you, and this is what is your mercy. So when a devotee lives in that mood, then gradually that change takes place. Gradually, like now the mango season is coming up. So the mango juice is in the tree. The mango, actually the juice is in the tree. But how come it comes in the fruit? First the tree has to bear the fruits. That too, the flowers, they come in the month of December when it is winter. So with passing of gradually 2-3 months, it becomes a small fruit. Gradually it becomes big fruit. Then there is a gale wind, sometimes a snowfall, rainfall, gale wind. So the mango has to keep holding with the tree. So also similarly, devotional service, see, in all ways of life, in all situations of life, so we should never give up. What Prabhupada he said, that don't be surprised if one leaves Krishna consciousness. Be surprised if one stays back. That is the real meaning of surrender. So we see last 50 years, the ISKCON, we are gradually progressing. But those who are determined, they will never give up. Those who are determined, they will never give up. So one time, one devotee was telling one good story, that how you should be determined. So one time, one person, he went for a selection. And in India, in selections, they ask sometimes so many things. So one person, he went for his selection, and he was giving an English test. So the selector, the committee, they were telling him that, yes, whatever word we tell you, you should immediately, you should tell the opposite of what we asked you. So this way they were asking him, yes. He said, no, come, go, in, out, up, down. So he was giving a quick answer. Suddenly they asked, ugly. So now what is the answer? Beautiful. So because he was his first language was Hindi, he said pichli. Pichli means the back. So somehow he couldn't make out. They said, you are rejected. So now what he said, nay, I am selected. They said, you get lost. He said, I'll stay back. So somehow they saw, yes, this guy is very much stubborn. Maybe we should select him. So this way, devotional service, surrender means there will be always test. Material world, as long as we are in the material world, there will be always test. So one time, my Guru Maharaj, he was telling, even if one becomes a Paramahamsa, Paramahamsa means the top grade sannyasi, among the four sannyasis, Paramahamsa means like we have Madhavendra Puri, he never begged. So Paramahamsa means they never beg. They are always dependent on the mercy of the Lord. So even if we become Paramahamsa, sometimes the senses, they may deviate. Our mind will take us on different routes or different rites. So but we should know, yes, I am surrendered unto the Lord. So in the defense, in the US Marines, when they give the training, they give a training that yes, this what weapon you are carrying, this is a loaded gun. Even though it is not loaded, so you can't point at someone. That is an offense to show even empty gun to someone. So it is an offense. They are trained in such a way, this is a loaded gun. Similarly, devotional service, surrender means we should be surrendered to the authorities, because under them we are serving. So on our sense or on our thinking, we may sometimes think, we may put some arguments. But gradually with the passing of time, we come to know, yes, in all situations of life, we cannot be right. And whatever the Lord is doing in our life, we are, if we are surrendered to the Lord, the Lord will always take care of us. That should be our conviction. So in this pastime, especially Vamandev's pastime, we should know that Vamandev, he wants to set an example in material world that a person is never content with whatever things he has. So this Vamandev's pastime with Bali Maharaj, actually there are so many lessons to be learned, and one of the prime lesson is that there is no end to one's greed. In the past 19th chapter, Vamandev, what he told Bali Maharaj, if one has power over all the 14 planets, still if that person, his senses are not controlled, that person cannot be content. And why Bali Maharaj was doing this yajna? Anyone knows why Bali Maharaj was doing this yajna? So our purpose is defeated. Why Bali Maharaj was doing this yajna? Why Bali Maharaj was doing this yajna? Yeah. This was his 100th yajna. So he wanted to take the post of Indra, of course. So what Vamandev said, that if a person is not content, then he will never be satisfied in the material world. And in the Puranas, there is a mention of one story. It is mentioned that one time, one beggar came to Narad Muni begging something. So Narad said, I am a sadhu, why don't you go to Kubera, the finance minister of demigods. So this beggar, he went to Kubera. So in olden time, the beggars, they used to beg in the skull, khopri, they call in Hindi. So when this beggar went to Kubera, so Kubera, he put some coins, gold coins, and he saw they got disappeared. So this is saying that unless the person is content, you should keep giving. Like you feed the guest till the time they say, no, enough. So gradually by the evening, all Kubera's treasury got empty. And all of a sudden he said, Narayan. So that time Narad Muni came and he said, yes, what is the problem? He said, yeah, you have sent such a person, he is not content. What to do? Now I am in a dharma sankat. So Narad Muni, he took that skull and he showed, see, there is one hole in this. So our heart also is like that. There is one hole. Some people, they are born with hole in the heart. They have to undergo some operation if they want to survive. So one poet, he has written one poem. Make the sky into paper, make the trees into pen, make the ocean into ink. The ocean will dry up, the pen that will break up, and the sky will cover up with all our desires, but one will never become content. There is a saying, there is end to one's needs, but there is no end to one's greed. So greed means it is one kind of a disease. There is no medication for this in the material world. And it is like, you know, one kind of fire. So there is no end. And in material world, what we see, there is always some kind of fire. Also, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, there are three gates leading to hell in the 16th chapter, 1621. Lust, anger and greed, these are the three gates leading to hell. So we should always keep in mind, if when we hear this pastime of Bali Maharaj being tested by Vamandev, although his Guru Maharaj, he tried to give him so many alternatives, positive alternatives. So material world, this is what is happening. People they give, in today's world there are so many people, they are ready to give you so many these things, ways of life. So, but we should know, yes, when it comes to giving the Lord, we should be always convinced, yes, I am giving this for the Lord. And Prabhupada, he writes in the purport that although that here Bali Maharaj, what Prabhupada writes, that Shukracharya, although he was his guru in this situation, but he explains that Prahlad Maharaj, he writes that Bali Maharaj, having been perfectly educated in devotional service by his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj, knew how things are to be done. He was never to be misguided by anyone, even by a person who happened to be his so-called spiritual master. సో హరే కృష్ణ గ్రంథ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ శ్లోక ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జై.